Hello, this is Scott Corbin. I'm one of the elders at Clay Community Church in Clay, New York. I'm also the chaplain at Faith Heritage School in Syracuse, New York, and it is my pleasure to be your pastor for the day. Today, I want to share with you just one verse from Proverbs chapter 13, just one verse. It's verse 12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. We all know that experience of having a hope, something that we desperately want or even feel that we need, and then not getting it when we think we need it or when we want it, and feeling that sense of loss inside, that feeling of being heartsick. We all know that feeling. The next line, a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. That speaks to the experience we have when we get that thing that we want or that we think we need. But the point of the proverb here isn't just about we're happy when we get what we want. That would be bad advice. That would be materialistic. But in the context of Proverbs, the whole book of Proverbs, the kinds of things that the book of Proverbs, that God, through the book of Proverbs, wants us to desire, are not the kinds of things that people in this world tend to desire or think that they need. So yes, we have that experience of loss when we don't get the thing we think we want or need, but the desire that we're supposed to be pursuing is something else entirely. The book of Proverbs begins with this statement of the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And knowledge of the Holy One is insight. So when we fear the Lord as Christians, when we pursue the Lord Jesus Christ, when we desire to know Him, to be like Him more than anything else, that's a desire that God wants to honor, that God will honor. That's the desire that should replace all other desires. So the book of Proverbs over and over and over again says, wisdom, that is God's wisdom, God's way of doing things, and ultimately trusting God, but wisdom, biblical wisdom, is to be desired far and above and far beyond anything we could ever want in this life, whether it's money and possessions, whether it's relationships, anything else we could ever desire, desiring wisdom is the thing that God says we should want. And the book of Proverbs also calls wisdom the tree of life, which is what this says right here. Desire fulfilled is a tree of life. So going all the way back to the Garden of Eden, where we lost access to the tree of life because of the disobedience of Adam and Eve, in God, in pursuing His wisdom, His way, in trusting Him as Christians, in resting in the Lord Jesus Christ, we get God's wisdom, we get the tree of life. So I don't know if today or any time in your life you struggle with this sense of heart sickness because things don't seem right in your life. And don't get me wrong, things may not be right. You may be going through things that I can't even imagine and people around you don't even know. And you might be feeling that sense of heart sickness. And I'm not saying that just by trusting God, you're going to get all of those things that you desire. But by resting in Him, trusting in God, He will provide that which you ultimately need, which is Himself, which is salvation by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So let this proverb today be this reminder to you. Yes, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. And I urge you to desire the right thing, the Lord Jesus Christ, and rest in Him. I trust that's true for you. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Again, this is Scott Corbin. It is my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.